咁好，今日而家咧就到读经嘅时候。今日咧有两段嘅经文，系哥罗西书嘅3:21同埋以弗所书嘅6:4吓，请听我读出。哥罗西书，你们作父亲的不要惹儿女的气，恐怕他们失了志气。咁喺以弗所书咧，你们作父亲的不要惹儿女的气，只要照着主的教训和警戒养育他们。今天我們很高興請到我們的青少年牧師 Pastor Joe 為我們證道，他今天的講題是如何祝福成年子女。 Welcome Pastor Joe。
Good morning church。
早晨大家。
Well, thank you for having me here this morning。
好多謝大家邀請我今日嚟到當中。
I'm excited to share with you。
我今日好高興可以同大家分享信息。
So for those of you guys who might not know me yet，
如果你大家都未知道 Pastor Joe 係邊個嘅話咧
，Yeah, my name is Joe。Pastor Joe。
我個名咧係Joe。
I'm the youth and family pastor here， and I've been serving here since last October， so about a little less than a year。
從上年嘅十月開始咧，Pastor Joe 就喺度侍奉我哋嘅青少年啦，咁差唔多湊嚟一年啦。
And youth ministry, like all ministries, it can be very challenging。
其實咧，青少年事工同好多唔同其他嘅事工都一樣咧，其實都充滿挑戰嘅。
But I've really enjoyed it, and I'm really thankful for the role that I get to play here。
但係咧，我都好開心能夠成為呢個青少年嘅牧師。
So this morning, I have an opportunity to talk about parenting.
今朝早咧，我想讲一讲咧，点样去教育儿女。
So just to let you know, I have two kids of my own.
如果大家唔知道嘅话咧，Pastor Joe 咧系有两个仔嘅。
They are teenagers right now.
佢哋两个都喺青少年期当中。
And you know, having teenagers, sorry, Marie, this is not scripted, so Marie's like kind of going with it right now. But anyway, so you know, parenting teenagers. Is something very new a lot for me.
Oh, 咁所以因為佢哋而家仲喺青少年期，所以咧教育子女咧，其實對 Pastor Joe 嚟講咧，都係一個好新嘅一個環境嚟嘅。
And for a lot of parents, I think this stage in parenting can be very challenging.
而且咧，同大家一樣，教養孩子咧，其實都係充滿咗挑戰嘅，同埋困難。
So I want you to know that what I'm going to share today is something that I try to apply.All the time when I'm parenting my teens.
所以咧，我想同大家分享今日所讲嘅嘢咧，其实都系我每天咧都要用喺我自己身上边嘅。
So I'm going to start off this morning, sharing a story about parenting that I'm not very proud of.
所以今朝早咧，我想同大家分享一个故事咧，其实我系唔系几引以为傲嘅。
And maybe you can relate to it.
或者你都会觉得好似曾相识。
Maybe it'll even make you feel better.
或者会令到你觉得好感受好啲。
So both of my kids were in elementary school at this time.
喺嗰个时候咧，我两个小朋友都系喺小学嘅阶段。
And I was giving them a ride to school.
咁我车佢翻学啦。
And this morning I was feeling a little bit stressed with a lot of the church responsibilities.
喺嗰个朝头早咧，因为教会好多嘅唔同嘅侍奉啦，令到我觉得咧好大压力。
The kids were in the back seat and they were just enjoying each other's company and they were being a little bit loud.
咁咧两个仔咧就喺后座度啦，自己同大家讲嘢啦，佢哋都真系好开心嘅。
They were so excited at times, they start yelling sometimes.
但系因为佢哋太开心啦，细路仔咧就唔识得点样控制自己咧，讲嘢咧就越嚟越大声。
So I calmly asked them to stop yelling in the car.
我系好冷静咁样同佢讲，你哋唔好再咁嘈啦。
And they quieted down for like 30 seconds.
大約靜咗三十秒。
And then they were back to being loud again.
跟住佢哋又開始好大聲講嘢啦。
So I asked them again with a stern voice.
咁跟住咧，我就比較嚴厲啲嘅語氣咧，我就同佢講。
Same thing. They were quiet for like 30 seconds, and then they started yelling again.
咁同佢講完之後咧，真係淨係靜咗三十秒咧，佢又開始再嘈過啦。
So this time I kind of lost it.
咁今次咧，我就忍無可忍啦。
I started yelling at them.
我開始好大聲咁樣嚟喝住佢哋。
I started saying things like, "I told you to stop yelling."
我就好大聲同佢講，你哋唔好再咁嘈啊。
And I yelled at them for not listening. You know, after I had already asked them twice.
因為咧，我已經同佢講咗兩次咁多啦，佢哋仍然喺度嘈冤巴閉。
And here's a phrase you might be familiar with. How many times do I have to tell you? Dot dot dot. Right.
呢句説話應該大家父母都好熟悉啦，就係話我同你講過幾多次啊？
And I yelled at them for not respecting my wishes and for being obnoxious.
因为我大声咁同佢讲嘢咧，因为佢哋都冇尊重我嘅意愿。
And so I was yelling, "Do you think other people want to hear you yelling and screaming in the car?"
所以我好大声咁同佢哋讲，你以为第二啲人好想听到你咁大声咩
？So they were dead silent.
跟住佢哋咧就死静啦。
And they were probably a little afraid.
佢哋可能都好害怕。
I had intimidated them into submission.
我咧差唔多用恐吓嘅方式咧嚟令到佢哋屈服。
So even though they are quiet now, is this a good parenting style?
雖然咧佢哋真係靜咗落嚟啦，但係呢個係咪一個好嘅教養孩童嘅方式咧
？I control their behavior, right?
我可以令到佢哋嘅行為改變。
But what if this becomes the way I parent in the long run?
但係如果呢個係長遠嘅一個教養孩童嘅方式咧
？Through yelling and anger and intimidation.
係透過即係大聲喝佢哋啦，透過恐嚇佢哋啦。
I might control them, but at what cost?
但系我虽然可以控制住佢哋嘅行为，但系会付出啲咩代价咧
？And do you see the irony in this situation？
你哋睇唔睇到当中嗰个讽刺啊
？I wanted to control them, but who was the most out of control that morning？
喺嗰一个朝头早，我好想控制佢哋，但系其实失控嗰个系边个咧
？I couldn't control my own emotions。
我连我自己嘅情绪都控制唔到。
I wanted them to stop yelling.
我想佢哋唔好咁大声讲嘢。
But who was yelling the loudest?
但系咧最大声讲嘢嗰系边个咧
？I wanted them to be more mature.
我想佢哋都成熟。
But I was the most immature that morning.
但系喺嗰个朝头早，我系最唔成熟嗰个一个。
And this story hopefully helps, you know, illustrate a truth.
呢个故仔希望可以帮助我去同大家讲解。
It is a picture of how challenging parenting can be.
就係其實教養孩童咧，真係好困難嘅。
But I think the main focus of parenting is not about controlling our kids.
但係其實主要教養孩童咧，唔係要控制佢哋。
Parenting is really about controlling ourselves.
其實教養孩童咧，係主要係控制自己，我哋自己。
I think it serves our children and our family well when we focus on controlling ourselves.
其實對孩子同埋家庭咧，如果我哋可以控制自己咧，係最好嘅。
Controlling our emotions。
控制我哋自己情緒啦。
Controlling our reactions and behaviors。
或者控制我哋嘅反應啦，同埋我哋嘅行為啦。
Parenting in a calm way, helps our children, helps us have more influence over our children。
當我哋好冷靜咁樣去教養孩童嘅時候咧，其實對佢哋嘅成長好有幫助嘅。
Parenting with warmth, kindness, and firm boundaries.Will give us the greatest influence in our children's lives.
用好温暖、好恩慈同埋好堅定嘅界線嚟教養孩童咧，係對我哋嘅仔女嘅生活咧帶來好大嘅影響。
So I think we already read the passage, right?
我哋已經讀咗頭先嗰兩節經文啦。
Okay, well then, let me just pray before we continue.
我哋一齊禱告。
Father, this morning I ask that you give us open hearts.
主啊，我求你打開我哋嘅心。
And Father, that you would speak to us this morning.
求你親自嘅與我哋説話。
That this very, you know, short and simple passages in the Bible.
虽然系好短、好简洁嘅一个短短嘅经文。
That we would apply it to the way we relate to our children.
但系求主咧，都让我哋真系用喺我哋孩童嘅身上。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Okay, so. So for parenting styles, I believe that there's two ingredients.To parenting, you know, is this supposed to be in Chinese?
Okay. 虽然咧个 PowerPoint 系英文啊，但系如果大家喺个你个周刊入边咧，其实有一张已经简介咗啦，你可以照住嗰度有中文。We provide them.
So we'll just use these. Okay, it's good because I don't read Chinese very well, so I wouldn't be able to control slides. Okay, so there are to me, I think there's two ingredients to parenting style.
喺教養孩童方面咧，其實有兩個主要嘅要素嘅。
So in a recent meeting with the parents of teenagers, I talked about like how to make a good teriyaki sauce.
最近喺一次嘅青少年家長會裏邊咧，我講到咧點樣去做一個照燒醬。
In a teriyaki sauce, there's two main ingredients, right?
做照燒醬咧有兩個主要嘅成分嘅喎。
And what are those two main ingredients in teriyaki sauce?
知唔知道嗰兩個主要成分係乜嘢啊？大家有冇人知道啊？
Soy sauce and sugar. Okay, good. Yes. Okay, good. Right there, right.
就係豉油同埋糖啦。
Yeah, you need a lot of soy sauce and you need a lot of sugar, right? It's almost one part soy sauce and one part sugar.
咁咧，豉油同糖嗰個比例其實咧係需要一比一嘅喎。
So in parenting, I see two ingredients.
所以咧喺教养孩童方面咧，其实都有两个主要嘅要素。
Having good boundaries.
就系要有好好嘅界线。
So boundaries are sort of the rules and instructions and the way you discipline your children.
界线系咩咧？就系我哋点样去俾佢哋有规则啦，有指引啦，同埋点样去纪律佢哋。
The second ingredient is relationship.
第二个要素咧就系关系啦。
And this is the level of warmth.Empathy and positive communication you have with your kids.
在关系上面呢，就是要用很温馨啦，而且呢，是有同理心啦，去建立一个坚固的关系。
And just like a good teriyaki sauce, you need a balance of both.
就好像照烧酱一样，我们呢，这两个要素呢，要平衡，要平均的。
So you have good boundaries, but you don't have, if you have a good relationship, but you don't have any boundaries for your children, you spoil them.
如果你咧，你好爱你嘅仔女，关系好好嘅，但系咧，你完全唔设任何嘅界线咧，去规限佢哋嘅时候咧，你就会纵容佢哋啦。
And you have really strong boundaries, but you don't have a good relationship with your child. It can either hurt them or it can actually cause rebellion in the home.
哦，但如果咧，你摆好多界线、好多规则喺当中，但系咧，你又冇点样去表达你爱佢哋嘅话咧，呢个细路仔咧就会又会变成好反叛。
And if you have no boundaries and no relationship, then you're neglecting your child.
如果你乜都冇嘅话咧，你就系忽视你嘅细路仔啦。
And there are so many verses in the scriptures about parenting.
喺圣经里边咧，其实好多经文咧都讲到点样教养孩童嘅。
The ones that people usually talk about.Deal with boundaries.
好多喺经文上边咧，其实都系讲关于点样去设立界线咧，去规限孩子点样管教佢哋嘅。
And boundaries are so important. But I think this morning I want to focus on relationship.
设立界线咧系非常之重要嘅，但系今朝早咧，我特别咧系想讲点样去维系关系。
I think a lot of the mistakes that I see in some families is that.They focus on boundaries, but they don't pay attention to the relationship.
有好多父母咧，我都见到咧，佢哋好专注嘅去设立好多唔同嘅界线，但系咧，佢哋就会忽略咗去建立关系嘅。
Sometimes they think maybe the relationship is just going to be automatic.
有时佢哋可能会觉得佢哋同仔女之间嘅关系咧，好自然就会发生噶啦。
Or they think it's not as important as the boundaries for their child's development.
又或者佢哋觉得咧，其实同仔女嘅关系咧，比起要设立界线咧，系冇咁重要嘅。
This is not true.
呢个完全唔正确。
And usually the biggest mistake I make and I've seen in parents is that we don't have a good balance of both.
这个也是我自己犯的错误，也是看到很多父母都犯的同样的错误。
Now, in the New Testament, there's very few verses about parenting.
在新约里面呢，其实不是那么多关于教养孩童的经文的。
But it's interesting that the two of them that appear in Colossians and Ephesians talk about relationship.
但是呢，在刚才所读的两段经文在新约里面呢，都讲是关于关系的。
Do not embitter your child.
唔好惹孩子嘅气。
In Ephesians it says, "Do not exasperate your child."
唔好激怒佢哋。
Parents are called to protect and preserve their relationship with their children.
其实我哋父母咧系需要咧去保护同埋咧去建立同细路仔嘅关系嘅。
Do not provoke them to anger and frustration.
唔好让佢哋生气，以致到咧佢哋会灰心丧志。
Do not embitter them, or they may become discouraged.
唔好让佢哋咧唔好让佢哋生气，以致到佢哋咧会失去佢哋嘅期望。
This just emphasizes the importance of boundaries and relationships.
呢两段经文咧都一再强调点样去平衡、去设立界线啦，同埋去管理佢哋嘅关系。
So, to sort of illustrate the importance of these two ingredients.
怎样去讲解呢两个要素如何去平衡佢哋咧？
There's actually a lot of research behind this.
在当中原来有很多很多研究指出。
And they say that if you look at the different boundaries and relationships in a family, you can usually identify five different parenting styles.
有很多研究指出咧，如果用呢两个要素咧，其实咧可以演变成为五种唔同嘅教养孩童嘅方式嘅。
And I think I need to say this is that even though there's quite a few cultural differences between Western and Eastern families.
雖然咧喺東方同西方嘅文化可能會對教養孩童有啲唔同嘅睇法。
And there are some people that argue that maybe Chinese families don't always perfectly fit into these parenting styles.
又或者好多人都會覺得咧喺呢啲喺呢啲研究當中咧東方人嘅家庭嘅教育方式可能唔係咁適合呢啲佢幾個研究出嚟嘅結果。
But the majority of the research that I've read actually indicate that there are a lot of similarities in these parenting styles.
但係喺我自己所閱讀嘅研究當中咧，其實都唔係咁分文化上邊嘅差異嘅，其實大多數咧都可以融喺當中嘅。
And these parenting styles cross cultures.
咁呢幾個五種唔同嘅教育孩童嘅方法咧，其實都係跨文化嘅。
So today we're only going to talk about two of the five.
今日咧，我哋只有時間咧，可以喺當中提到兩個唔同嘅方式。
But I think it's helpful to be familiar with all five.
但係咧，亦都係對大家有益處嘅。如果你可以五種都知道係啲乜嘢。
So today we'll talk about the difference between authoritarian and authoritative parenting.
今日咧，我哋專注咧會講兩種，一種咧就叫做獨裁專制型，另外一種咧就係權威型。
Okay. Can someone
可以
you should be able to play a video. It should be embedded here.
好，我哋睇一個短片。
In theory, there are only four styles of parenting. Authoritarian parents are controlling and demand obedience without considering the child's point of view. Permissive parents are loving but don't exert any control. There are no rules. Authoritative parents are firm but loving. They encourage independence within limits.Neglecting parents are uninvolved and often uninterested in their own child. Recently, a fifth style was proposed, but we will come back to that later. The styles range from controlling and demanding to complete freedom, and from cold and unresponsive to loving and receptive. Each authoritative, permissive, authoritarian, and neglectful parents have their place.To understand what it means to grow up with parents from each end of the spectrum, we can imagine the lives of four children. Sarah's parents are authoritarian. They love their girl, but they believe that strict rules are important to make Sarah become well-behaved and fit into society. If Sarah cries, she's told to stop. If she talks back, she is sent to the corner for time out.If she forgets to take care of her chores around the house, she is not allowed to play with her toys. Sarah learns that suppressing her emotions and following her duties is the way to get through the day. To get the love of her parents and to avoid making them upset, she becomes obedient. However, because Sarah was never allowed to decide for herself,or follow her intrinsic interests, as an adult, she doesn't know what she really wants. She begins living a life that seems perfect to her parents and society, but might leave her unhappy on the inside. Permissive parents, like those of Peter, enjoy their little boy so much that they believe they should fulfill all his wishes, give him full freedom, and never say no.Peter enjoys full control over his parents and gets whatever he wants. If he doesn't want to walk, he'll be carried. If he wants ice cream he gets. If he wants to play games, he'll be playing them all night. Peter grows up completely without borders and does whatever he thinks is right. He never coped with conflict and he did not learn to control his emotions.The fact that he always got what he wanted made him a bad loser. As he grows older, he often acts inconsiderate and doesn't know his limits. Arthur's authoritative parents respect their child's needs, but believe that kids need freedom within certain limits. Arthur can freely play, but when he's done, he needs to help tidy up. He is allowed to eat ice cream, but only on Sundays.Screen time is limited to 30 minutes a day. There may be conflict, but the parents listen to what Arthur has to say and then lay down the rules. Arthur learns that some things are difficult, but his parents give him all the support he needs to get through it. He develops the strength to endure hardships and to continue following his interests and passions. In class, he bravely expresses his own opinions in an appropriate manner. During breaks, he can show his emotions and act freely. As an adult, he agrees to rules only after they have been discussed and he feels like he understands them. Neglectful parents are usually not present in their children's life. Nora often feels completely alone in the world. She experiences full freedom to do anything she wants to and has plenty of imagination, but she never receives any feedback or even attention. Nora realizes that it doesn't matter what she does because no one cares anyway. The lack of attention leads to a lack of trust in herself and others. She becomes insecurely attached, unable to form healthy relationships, and develops a negative image of herself. To stop feeling unworthy of love, she tries not to feel anything at all. In recent years, over-involved parents, who are present in every aspect of their child's life, are often referred to as the fifth style. These parents are also known as snowplows, removing obstacles out of their kids' path, or helicopter parents, who hover about and micromanage every aspect of their child's life. Since they won't let their children do anything alone, the children can't learn to overcome challenges by themselves. Research infers that these children don't like to solve difficult problems, lack perseverance, and may even procrastinate in protest when something requires a lot of effort.
Okay. So this morning, I want us to think about the authoritarian parenting style.
好, 今早上我們去一起研究一下這個獨裁專制型。
And over the years of, over 15 years of youth ministry, this is probably a style that I've seen a lot.
我15年裡面成為青少年牧師的當中呢,這個教養孩童的方式呢是最常見的。
And not too long ago, someone wrote a book and they called this style tiger parenting.
不久的以前有人寫過一本書,關於這個教養孩童的風格,是叫做虎形的父母。
Extremely high boundaries or like very strict rules, discipline, but low relationship.
這些虎媽虎爸設立了很多不同的界線、規矩,但是對關係上就會忽視了。
And oftentimes they control their kids by yelling, intimidation, threats, and power struggles.
很多時候這些父母都會用喝他們、恐嚇他們、或者用權威、用權力來去壓制他們。
They're extremely controlling, but they don't consider their child's point of view.
他們都很喜歡控制小朋友的行為,也不是那麼尊重他們的意願。
There's no discussion.
絕對沒有商量的餘地。
Different points of views aren't allowed.
跟他們這些父母不同想法的思想完全是不被允許的。
And now, one of the results that this video showed from authoritarian style is that you do get the child a lot of times to obey.
You do what?
They do obey sometimes. They do end up obeying,
okay.
Or they submit.
Okay. 在這個很專制的方式教育裡面,其實小孩子通常都會就範的。
And sometimes when they grow up, they don't know how to make decisions for themselves.
但是因為這樣的緣故,他們長大了之後就不懂得怎樣去做決定,自己做決定。
They don't know how to stand up for themselves.
他們也不知道怎樣可以為自己去stand up.
So sometimes they get bullied.
是,他們因為不懂得怎樣去自己保護自己,因為不懂得自己去決定做些什麼,所以很多時候都會被欺凌的。
Yeah, there's actually research that shows that they oftentimes get bullied because they don't know how to stand up for themselves.
很多时候这些小朋友都是不懂得怎样去为自己辩护，所以就会被欺凌了，被凌霸了。
But there's actually another response to authoritarian parenting that wasn't mentioned in the video.
刚才在这个短片里面有一个关于专制型的是没有提出来的。
And I think I've seen this quite a bit.
这个其实是很重要的。
Where you are so, parents can be so strict and so, their relationship is so bad that their kids rebel. And they, when they leave the home and become adults, they actually try to get far away from their parents.
当他们长大成人离开家庭的时候，他们会走得很远，离开他们父母越远越好。
And if you think about it, parenting in this way only gives your child two choices.
当你想深一层的时候，这个风格只会带来给你小朋友两个结果。
If they do whatever you tell them out of fear, then it's almost like they're being treated like robots.
如果他们因为你的恐吓而去照着你要他们做的事情的时候，他们就好像一个机械人。
And if they try to become more independent, they actually get viewed as rebellious.
但是如果他们想很独立的去思想的时候，又被视为是非常之的叛逆。
And so when there's rules without relationship, it equals a rebellion.Rules without relationship.
Okay. So, if you go in a lot of restricted education system, but you don't have a relationship, then it's like a rebel.
And this is a phrase I tell parents a lot, and I try to apply in my own parenting. Rules without relationship equals rebellion.
This phrase I often use in myself and with a lot of teen parents. If you don't have a relationship with your children, but you set up a lot of boundaries, the children will become very rebellious.
So we'll talk a little bit more about authoritative, but for now I just want you to realize that actually the research shows that authoritative parenting has a lot of benefits.
很多研究都指出咧，这个权威型咧，同头先个专制型系唔同噶啦。这个权威型咧，有好多好处喺当中嘅。
So authoritative parenting, the other style, the children tend to have better mental health.
喺呢个权威型嘅教育方法底下咧，小朋友咧系比较容易成长嘅。
And they actually perform better academically.
佢哋咧喺學習方面咧，亦都會得到更好嘅成績。
And this is actually really important. They're more loyal to their family.
而且咧，佢哋對家庭咧係更加忠誠嘅。
So I know those are two really important values for Chinese families, right?
所以如果你聽落嚟咧，嗰兩種其實係對我哋中國父母嚟講咧，好著重嘅，係咪？
Academics and loyalty to the family.
就是学校成绩好啦，同埋对家人咧系好忠诚嘅。
This is why the relationship part of parenting is so important.
所以点解喺教养孩童里边咧关系系咁重要咧
？So let's talk about how we guard ourselves and how do we control ourselves, right?
咁我哋而家讲下咧点样去控制自己啦，点去保守自己
？I think the biggest enemy is what we call emotional reactivity.
在我们最大的敌人其实就是情绪化的反应。
When we have a hard time controlling our anger,
如果我们有控制自己愤怒的困难的时候呢
we need to learn how to be calm when we discipline and instruct our children.
我们要学习怎样去冷静呢去指引我们小朋友。
One of the things that yelling communicates to our children is that it's their job to control your feelings.
如果我们经常都大声喝他们的时候呢其实就告诉我们小孩子他们可以直接地控制到我们的情绪。
Okay, maybe I'll stop for a second. I know I'm talking a lot about like yelling, right?
我们刚才讲了很多次经常都大声喝他们是不是
And I've told parents this before and I said, you know, when we parent, don't yell.
我成日都同啲青少年嘅父母講話，你唔好咁大聲同細路仔講嘢啊。
And they look at me and they're like, then how do I control my kids?
如果我唔大聲喝佢哋，我點樣控制佢哋咧
？Okay, so I get it, right? It's really hard.
所以我都好明白，其實真係好困難嘅。
I'm always trying to like control myself when my kid is, you know, giving me teenage attitude, right?
所以對我來講呢,其實都好困難的,當我啲青少年仔孩子呢對住我有個種嘅態度嘅時候呢,真係好難控制自己唔鬧佢哋嘅。
And when I learn to keep calm, it always turns out better with my kid.
但係呢,我都學習到呢,原來呢,喺當中冷靜呢,係會有個更好嘅結果。
So yelling communicates to your kid that it's their job to control your feelings.
所以呢,如果我哋繼續嘅大呼大喝嘅話呢,其實真係話俾小朋友聽呢,佢哋呢係控制住我哋嘅情緒。
And then they start doing things just out of fear.
而且呢,佢哋就算依照我哋嘅吩咐去做事嘅時候呢,佢哋都係因為恐懼。
They don't do their homework or do what they should do because it's good for them.
他們繼續會做他們的功課,或者你叫他們做什麼,執房,他們都會這樣做,但是不是因為他們對自己好。
But they do it just because they're afraid of mom and dad's reaction.
他們照著你的意思去做,只不過他們是怕你再發脾氣。
And the other thing that a lot of times yelling communicates is that discipline becomes revenge.
另外呢,如果我哋成日都大呼大喝嘅話呢,係話俾佢聽,其實我哋教養佢哋呢,變成咗好似係去懲罰佢哋一樣。Instead
of seeing consequences as a lesson to be learned, your discipline just seems like you're just getting back at them because they made you angry.
好多時候我們教養孩童的裏面,他們都要承擔自己的後果,如果他們不聽話的時候,但是如果我們經常都很大呼大喝他們,他們會看到,其實這個不是他們要承擔的後果,只不過是要我們聽他們說。In
scriptures, discipline is supposed to be a rescue mission.
在經文裏面其實都說,教養孩童其實是一個拯救的責任。We
discipline to help them grow and mature.
我們教養他們其實是想他們成長。This
is an act of love.
這個其實是愛的表現。But
discipline out of anger is usually out of vengeance and not love.
如果我們教養孩童的時候,經常都大呼大喝的話,他們會看到其實好像是一個報復的行為,而不是想他們好。Now
it's true, most, no kid likes discipline.
其實是很真實的,哪一個小孩想被教養,或者被管教呢?
But they are more likely to understand your consequences and the rules that you set if you're able to do it calmly.
但是如果你很冷靜去教養他們的時候,他們會看得更加清楚他們不聽話之後的後果。
Parenting through yelling also loses trust.
而且如果不停地去大呼大叫,去喝著他們的時候,我們跟小孩會失去了信任。They
stop seeing you as doing things for their good.
他們會開始覺得你為他們做的事,其實不是為了他們好的。
And when you lose your child's trust, you lose your influence over them.
如果你同你嘅細路仔失去咗信任嘅時候呢,其實你同樣嘅時候呢,係失去咗對佢哋嘅影響力。
So when you calm down, your child calms down.
當你冷靜嘅時候呢,你嘅細路仔亦都會冷靜。
So when your child says something rude or with attitude,
當你嘅細路仔對你好唔尊重咁樣講嘢或者有好多態度嘅時候呢,
it's easy to get angry and to start yelling back at them.
很容易我們會墮入這個陷阱,就是會罵他們,很大聲地罵他們。
We become rude and disrespectful.
但是同一時間,我們自己變得很沒禮貌,很不尊重他們。
But when you talk to your child warmly as you can, and you commit to not escalating your emotions, your child can stay calm.
但是當你如果用一個很溫暖、很溫馨的語氣跟他們說話的時候,他們亦都會保持冷靜。
When you're calmer, they can be calmer.
當你更加冷靜的時候,他們都會變得更加冷靜。
And they become less defensive, and they're willing to listen to you.
而且因為他們冷靜,他們就沒有那麼容易去激怒你,或者去反擊你。
And when you calm down, your child also learns to trust you more.
而我們冷靜的時候,小朋友會學習怎樣去信任我們。
I found that in conversations with my son, you know, over the same issues have completely different results, depending on whether or not I stay calm or I parent out of anger.
我學習到我和我的兒子溝通的時候,如果我是很大聲跟他說,和很冷靜地跟他說,兩種不同的方法,後果原來是很不同的,可以。
And there are times when I give my son discipline and, you know, like whatever kind of punishment. And he gets it. He understands why I'm doing what he's what I'm doing.
當我要去紀律佢嘅時候咧，佢都明白點解我要咁做。
And there are times when they accept it, and it's because I believe partly is because I stayed calm.
這個原因就是因為當我同佢我管教佢嘅時候咧，我係好冷靜、好平靜咁樣去同佢講解。
And I have calm discussions with him.
我同佢解釋嘅時候咧，我係保持冷靜嘅。
And when you have their trust, you your influence will grow.
當你得到佢哋嘅信任嘅時候，你對佢哋嘅影響力就會加深啦。Okay,
so I'm giving you all these principles, but let's maybe give some examples.
好啦，講咗咁多之後咧，我哋不如俾幾個例子大家聽下。
So there's a mother of a four-year-old, and
一個四歲大細路仔嘅媽媽。
And every morning when she tries to take this child to daycare, it's full of screaming and yelling and begging.
好，每一朝早起床咧，都要即系闹一轮嘅。点样？快啲起身啊！又要食早餐啊！快啲赶住去呢个学校啊！
She's trying to get him dressed to eat breakfast and to get in the car.
系咯，就系即系大家都知道啦。喺朝头早点样去赶啲细路仔啊，食嘢啊，着衫啊，点样去快啲上车啊
？Have you ever tried to put a toddler in a car seat when they don't want to be in there？
你有冇试过咧，将一个幼儿咧要摆落去喺个 car seat 度咧？佢哋喺度喐身喐势，又唔听你话，有冇试过啊？
Have you guys experienced this where they just straighten up and they just grab onto things? Have you guys experienced that?
好多媽咪都試過啦，佢哋就伸到直曬，又唔肯坐低咁樣，你都冇辦法綁住佢哋嘅。
Yeah, so that was her morning, you know, begging and screaming, trying to get her kid to school and herself to work on time.
呢個咧就係呢個四歲大孩子個媽媽咧，每朝早都要經歷嘅一個過程，又要咧準時去自己翻到工。So
when she decided I'm going to parent without the yelling, and I'm going to parent with warmth. And calmness.
好，咁佢終於咧決定咗咧要改變一下自己教養嘅模式啦。佢就唔再大叫大喊啦。佢就用一個好冷靜嘅方法去對付呢個細路仔。So
this is what she did. She woke up her son very gently and very, you know, warmly asked him to get dressed and eat.
咁佢咧就改變自己嘅方式咯。咁佢叫細路仔起床嘅時候咧，就一個好好温暖嘅語氣咧，慢慢細細力咁推醒佢，咁叫佢起身咧，快啲著衫啦。He
was a little confused, but he actually started eating and getting dressed without a fuss.
雖然嗰個細路仔咧覺得好奇怪啊，點解今日媽咪咁唔同嘅咧？但係咧，佢反而變咗好聽話喎。咁啊，自己乖乖嘅起身啦，著衫啦，同埋食早餐。
But she knew getting him in the car was usually the biggest fight.
但係佢知道咧，要將佢擺落個 car seat 度咧，係最難、最困難嘅。
So very warmly she said, "You know, honey, we're going to be leaving in 10 minutes."
咁咧，咁嗰朝早咧，媽媽就同佢個小朋友講啦，佢話：阿寶貝啊，我哋就嚟要走啦。
And she said, "You know, you have a choice."
你今日有選擇喎。We
can get into the car the easy way or the hard way.
我哋今日咧可以揀輕鬆嘅方法，或者咧揀咧好困難嘅方法咧去上車。So
he asked her, "What's the easy way?"
咁啊，小朋友就問媽媽啦，輕鬆嘅方法係乜嘢啊？She
said, "I'll hold your hand and we'll walk together to the car, and you'll get into the car seat yourself and sit down."
輕鬆嘅方法咧就係咧，我哋手牽住手，我哋一齊行上車，跟住咧你自己入個 car seat 喎，唔使我咧去綁你嘅。
And on the way to school, you get to listen to your favorite song.
如果你咁做嘅話咧，我哋揸車嘅途中咧，你就可以聽你最中意嘅音樂。
Then he asked, "What's the hard way?"
跟住小朋友就問啦，咁唔容易嗰個方法係點啊
？And she said, "You will fight me."
你就會同我一路咁樣糾纏落去啦。
And she said, "But I won't get mad or scream."
但係咧，我都唔會嬲，我又唔會大聲喝你喎。But
I will have to drag you to the car and wrestle you into the car seat.
但係咧，我仍然需要咧將你拉扯咁樣咧擺落你喺個 car seat 入邊。And
we will listen to the Beatles all the way to school.
咁咧，翻學嘅時候咧，我哋就要聽披頭四嘅音樂啦，就唔聽你嘅你中意嘅音樂。And
so he thought about it.
咁啊，細路仔諗一諗。And
he actually said he chose the hard way.
跟住佢就同媽咪講話，我都係要揀難個方法。Probably
to test her.
其實咧係試探緊佢媽咪。So
she remained calm.
咁佢媽咪咧就保持冷靜。
And she said, "Okay, get ready for the hard way."
咁佢就同个细路仔讲啦，咁你准备好啦喎。
And he laid down the ground, and he actually jokingly said, "Okay, mommy, I'm ready for the hard way."
咁啊，四岁细路仔咧就摊咗喺个地下度，跟住同妈咪好似开玩笑咁讲啦，我准备好啦。
So mom actually started a tickle fight.
咁跟住妈咪咧就开始挤佢啦。
And they walked hand in hand to the car that day.
挤完佢之后咧，佢哋两个仍然咧都系手牵手咁一齐行到去车上入边。
And he got into the car seat by himself.
佢自己咧好愿意咁样，完全冇挣扎嘅，就自己走上去卡斯啦。
Okay, now I'm not saying this will always happen. Like this is a magic formula, right?
我唔系讲嘅咁样嘅方法咧，系每一次都行得通嘅。
But I believe in the long run, it will give you more influence over your children.
但系咧，长远嚟讲咧，咁样嘅方法咧，可以影响你嘅孩子多一点。
Now here's a similar story, but with a teenager.
啊，呢个咧差唔多相同嘅故仔，但系咧就系发生喺一个青少年嘅身上。
Mom is always trying to get this teenager to get to school on time, and she makes her late to work.
系呢个天诶呢个诶青少年嘅妈妈亦都同样喎，一诶又要赶住去送诶仔女翻学啦，自己亦都要准时嘅翻到工。
So instead of yelling, she tells her daughter that she's leaving at a certain time.
咁咧，妈咪咧就同呢个青少年讲嗱，我准备好要出门啦吓，你快啲自己准备好啦。
And she told her, "I'm leaving whether you're ready or not."
啊，你准备好与否咧，我都会准时自己走噶啦。
If you choose to be late, you'll have to walk to school yourself.
如果我离开门口嘅时候，你仍然未准备好咧，我会走噶啦，你自己行翻去学校啦。
And this teenager actually chose to be late.
但系呢个青少年咧，选择咗仍然咧系慢条斯理咁样，冇听佢妈妈讲。
So without any yelling or screaming or being nasty, mom calmly left for work.
所以咧，妈妈佢咧冇发脾气啦，亦都冇大喊大叫啦，佢咧就好冷静咁样咧，自己咧就行去揸车翻工，离开咗。
This child eventually learned to be on time.
呢个小朋友咧，终于咧学习咗要守时啦。
Now, of course, whatever consequences parents decide, it has to be appropriate.
当然咧，父母所决定嘅后果，一定要系一有理由嘅。
Calm parenting, I totally forgot about the slide. Sorry about that. But calm. Let me see if there's. Okay, I'm sorry. Why don't we just we won't do the slide. But calm parenting. You make your expectations and consequences clear.
啊，好冷静嘅教养孩童咧，系要将你所设立嘅后果好清楚嘅解释俾你细路仔听。
And then you let your child face the consequences.
而且你亦都一定要咧去遵守你所预先设立嘅后果，佢哋一定要咧自己去承受。
And instead of you doing the screaming, you let the consequences do the screaming.
所以咧，我哋唔需要通过咧去大声喝佢哋，系要通过咧呢个后果嚟去教育佢哋。
Okay, we will just end with this one way to kind of build your relationship.
好，咁我哋咧而家讲一讲点样去建立一个牢固嘅关系。
I think one of the most important ways to build a relationship with your child is to listen to them.
点样能够同仔女建立一个良好嘅关系咧？第一最重要咧就系要聆听佢哋。
And learn, of course, there are times to instruct them, but learn to have times where you listen without lecturing.
当然咧，我哋都系要讲，即系要教养佢哋啦。但系咧，我哋喺同佢哋对话嘅时候咧，唔好变成训话。
If every time your child shares something with you, they get a lecture, they'll stop sharing with you.
如果每一次你嘅仔女同你分享一啲事情嘅时候，你都将呢一个分享咧变成教训佢哋嘅时候咧，佢哋唔会再想同你有任何嘅分享啦。
Learn to have conversations where you know you don't offer advice without them asking.
如果佢哋想同你分享佢哋人生当中嘅故事嘅时候咧，如果佢哋冇问到你要俾咩意见咧，你唔好自己咧就多事咁样去俾任何意见佢哋。
So get to know your child.
你一定咧要明白你自己嘅仔女嘅需要。
Try and understand what they're going through.
尽量去理解佢哋同你心，佢哋而家究竟经历紧啲乜嘢。
Now there's this book that I found it's actually in Chinese and English.
呢一本书咧，有英文亦都有中文。
And it's Sorry, it's not in the notes, but it's understanding and relating to Asian American youth.
當中其實有翻譯到嘅，係點樣去了解同埋點樣去同亞裔美國嘅青少年建立關係
？I have a copy, so if you want to look at it, you can talk to me. But it's written by Fuller Institute.
呢本書咧係福洛神學院佢出版嘅。咁咧 ，Pastor Zhou 有一個都有幾本嘅。如果你想睇，你可以同佢聯絡。
And there's sections about how do you understand what Asian American youth are going through.
呢本書咧都係講關於研究喺美國嘅華裔青少年嘅啲成長。
And it actually gives you a list of questions that you can ask your son or daughter.
裏邊咧有一大段咧係有一啲問題咧，你係可以同你嘅仔女一齊研究討論嘅。
To better understand them and to get to know them, not to lecture.
And
going back to this listening strategy.
好，我哋又講翻點樣去聆聽啦。
So when my son was really young, I told myself whenever he wants to talk to me something, I'm going to listen to him.
當我兩個仔咧，我仲好細個時候咧，我成日都同佢講咧，你要講啲乜嘢咧，你講啊，我會聽嘅。
And when he was really young, it was easy because he was really cute.
当佢哋细个嘅时候咧，好容易噶。你听佢哋讲嘢，因为咧佢嗰时好得意啊，系咪啊
？But when he became a junior higher, it got really hard.
但系咧，当佢哋变成咧初中生嘅时候咧，就变得更加困难啦。
He wanted to talk to me about all these like video games and like memes and all these things that I really didn't care about.
佢哋讲埋晒嗰啲嘢咧，即系关于打机啊，关于网上面嗰啲 memes 啊，我都唔知系乜嘢，我都完全唔关心嘅。
And I told myself, you know, if it's important to him, then I should listen.
咁但系咧，我同自己讲，如果咧呢啲嘢对佢嚟讲系重要嘅话咧，对我嚟讲都变得重要啦，我就要听啦。
You know, my son is like, you know, he's a 15-year-old. My oldest is a 15-year-old now.
我最大嗰个仔咧，而家15岁。
And when he gets in the car with me, when I pick him up from school.
當我接佢放學嘅時候喺架車度。
If I ask him how his day goes,
如果我問佢你今日點啊
？He tells me almost everything that goes on that day.
佢會咧將嗰日所發生嘅事咧，即係事無大小咧，都會同我分享嘅。
We have to pry it out of him sometimes, but he'll even tell us like what girls he thinks are cute.
佢甚至咧會同我講話，哎呀，我覺得呢個女仔好靚女啊。
And his friends have told him, "You never tell your parents that stuff."
跟住咧，佢會同我講話，我啲朋友都會問我，哎，點會你會同你爸爸講埋啲咁嘅嘢嘅
？I think listening is so powerful.
因為咧，你願意聆聽嘅時候咧，就佢會講。
And it preserves an influence that you have in your child's life.
当你愿意聆听嘅时候咧，你对佢嘅影响力会更加大。
Right, let's pray.
好，我哋一齐祷告。
Father, thank you for this morning, and thank you for this time we can look into your word.
系，亲爱父神，我哋感谢你今朝早呢段嘅时间。
Just a very simple command not to embitter our children.
系，虽然一个好简单嘅吩咐，叫我哋唔好惹儿女嘅气。
And yet, Father, a lot of times it's actually really hard.
但系咧，其实好多时间咧系非常之困难去完成嘅。
And so, Father, I pray that we will lean upon your grace.
我哋都祈求你嘅恩典临到我哋嘅身上。
Because your grace is unending.
因为你嘅恩典咧系无穷无尽嘅。
You are this patient and loving heavenly Father.
你就系嗰个充满慈爱啦，同埋忍耐喺天上边嘅父亲。
And I pray as we experience your grace that we could learn to show grace.
我哋就祈求咧，你嘅恩典临到我哋当中，以致我哋都能够咧去着践去将呢个恩典咧俾我哋嘅小朋友。
Lord, help us to strengthen our relationship with our children.
求主你都保守我哋同小朋友之间嘅关系。
So that we can continue to have a godly influence in their life.
我哋能够咧保持咧，我哋喺小朋友身上边神从神而嚟嘅影响力。
We pray these things in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督得圣名字祈求。
Amen.
Amen.誰做祝福啊? I think you do the benediction as well.
I'm sorry, I didn't.
I think it's under your name.
I thought there was maybe a closing song, worship or something. Okay, let me. The Lord bless you and keep. Oh, I'm sorry. Do we stand? Can we all stand?
请大家起立。
Sorry. I'll just do it in English, yeah. Okay? Okay. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and grant you peace. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forever. Amen. All right. God bless you guys.
多謝 Pastor Joe. 大家默祷之后可以散会，我哋有茶点招待。Thank you.